Particular piece of music there this evening, and we'll be playing it with Selva's normal piece of music at the end of the show this evening. But the sad news of the passing of the saxophone player that originally formed UB40 back 1978 was when they first formed. So my wife corrected me there on that one, but yeah. One of the first songs there, one of the first tunes that they ever recorded, and you can hear the sax there well on that one. So, you know, we decided that we were going to put some of my favourite band's music in there this evening, and fitting tribute, I think. And, you know, well-liked personality, and he's going to be sadly missed for a long time, I think. But I had the pleasure of meeting the man and actually playing a charity pool match with him, so, you know, and a charity snooker match, actually. It was a charity snooker match, there you go. And all members of the UB40 played that, and they invited members of the audience to come and play against them, and they're all good players, by the way, very good players. So that was at a famous nightclub in the city of Birmingham called Decades. So I always remember that evening. And, you know, and the first time that we actually met Brian and UB40 without even knowing it was in a public house called the Eagle and Ton. And he came up to the jukebox and says, "What music are you looking for?" And I says, "Well, I want to put some UB40 on," not realising who it was.
It was me.
Not realising who it was.
He took the pound coin off me because I couldn't read the
coin off the wife. Now, you listen to the wife telling you the story. The wife put the jukebox on. He took the pound off and he put it on for her. There you go. That was Brian Travers that put the music on. For her. So, you know, there's a lady there, was the bar lady at the time, one of the people that was serving there at the time, and her, we got to know her very well, and that was Kaz, we called her. And we said, "When are they coming in?" And she said, "What do you mean, when are they coming in?" She said, "They already have been in." I says, "Didn't you recognise them?" "No." "Didn't recognise them at all." And that stands as my story. But met Brian a lot later in that famous nightclub where they used to attend very often, called Decade. It was basically a converted factory that they converted into a nightclub, and they regularly went there to play snooker. There you go. That's my story of meeting them anyway. But it's okay. We're going to get on with tonight's show. Then we're going to say hello to Selva, and it's just past 4 a.m. in the morning there, 9 minutes past now, and here's Selva.
Hello, good evening.
Good morning, Selva. How are you?
How is everybody over that side of the wall? It's pretty cold over here.
Well, as I say, it's been a muggy sort of day, Selva, to be quite honest. It's very hard to breathe at the moment, very muggy, and, you
That's
know.
That's no good.
Yeah, Yeah. So the night air is, it hasn't changed at all. It's been like it all day now, and it's very hard to breathe here at the moment. So that's in stark contrast to yourself there, Cole. Right then, so we're going to get on with it. We've got a show for you, despite everything, ladies and gents. And we're here for you, as always. And our first line this evening is deep.
Good evening, Ken. Good morning, Selva.
Hello, how are you, Dick?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm doing better, thank you. How are you?
Your energy sounds a little bit dehydrated. I hope you've been drinking enough water, because you're sounding dehydrated. It's like you, have your eyes been sort of like burning a little bit, like feeling a little bit itchy or something? That's usually a sign of dehydration as well. You know, we feel like we got dust around and stuff like that. It's which is drying up, you know, so to, I don't know, it's like you feel dehydrated. You don't feel hydrated enough. Also, there seems to be like a lot of papers going through your fingers. It's like you're restabilizing some sort of order. It's like you've taken a step back and you're actually looking at what you've got in front of you, and you're actually moving and putting things into perspective and into order. Also, I see boxes around you, which means tidying up loose ends. So you've had a pretty busy week since last Tuesday. Oh, Monday, sorry, Monday to you, Tuesday to me.
I have indeed, yes. I agree. And I've not been drinking enough water, so thanks for that.
So did you have a question this week?
No, not really. If you have any other messages for me, from spirit or from a loved one, that will be good to hear.
Mm-hmm. It's spiritually deep. I hope you are getting time to meditate, and I hope you're getting time to connect to your inner being, because there's a part of you that really wants you to move forward. There's a part of you that wants to grow and wants to evolve with you. And and I feel that while you can, while you've got some personal self time now, you should take advantage of that. And maybe spend a little bit more time meditating, or maybe connect to some people that are like-minded. Because that will bring you a great inner peace, but it also will give you strength, you know, not in the sense of physical strength. I'm talking about a spiritual, emotional strength. And you're going to need that to stay focused and to be able to move on forward. So, I hope you get time to meditate and to connect to your spiritual side a little bit more. I don't know if there's a spiritualist church near you, or whether you follow a religion or not, but even if you go to any church, when you go to a church, just sit down and meditate and just forget about the people that are around you and concentrate on your own spiritual space, because it's really going to help you tremendously. Besides everything else that's going on in your life, Steve, spiritually you are a very special person, and I would love nothing more than for you to explore maybe your ancestry and find out a little bit if there is a healer within the mist, because you are very strong on the healing side, and I feel there must be a reason. I think there must be something in your family line, that someone that has been very gifted as well.
Yes, Selva.
Well, I hope this helps you somehow, Deep. I actually look forward to talking to you every week now. But I won't be here next week, but we'll be here the week after. Okay. But I am actually enjoying, because every time we connect, it's like you're showing me a different face of you. you know, and they've all been good. It's like, you know, when we first met, there was this concerned father looking for answer and direction. Then there was this man looking to organize love and transition and connect them there. And then there was this person that started to opening up. And now your spiritual side is starting to reveal and starting to open up. It's like the more you relax, getting to know me, I suppose, you just show me that little bit more about your completeness and your fullness of it. And I do feel that you're a very special person and you've got a lot of attributes that are just waiting to come out and be recognized as your completeness and your space, which is, you know, when you do attract a new partner in your life, which you will, it's important to be connected to every part of you, every essence of you. So a new partner can accept you in your completeness, not just parts of you, you know, and even with your child as well, it'd be good for your child to get to know you completely of yourself. But it's most importantly, it's time for you to get to know yourself completely because you're a very complex person. There's so much of you that is so important, and you need to use all of your being to walk this earth and to be able to attract the truth and attract the blessings that you deserve.
Yeah, understood, Selva. Makes
That's
a lot
good.
Of sense. I'll listen to it again and then imbibe that better.
That is good. Oh, is this recorded, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, I must tell my friends because they're all sleeping right now and they said, I wish we could listen to your show. I said, I'll find out if it's recorded. So thank you, Deep. You must have been knowing I was thinking of that.
Thank you, Selva. I'll let you go to the other readers. Thank you. Much appreciated. You have a good rest of your week.
Many blessings, my friend.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Thank you, Dee. There you go, there. Right. So, as I said, we'll be playing some music in the show, probably round about every half hour or so there, depending on how many people we get. But we're doing well at the moment. We have another gentleman now, so we're going over to the States for our second gentleman of the evening, Tim.
And 30.
Sounds like you dropped your microphone. Is this Kim or Tim?
This is Tim, T-I-M.
Tim, all right. Hi, Tim, yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Okay. Tim, there's a lot of busyness around you and there seems to be some issue regarding some work project or some decision of leadership for some reason. So I do see some changes in something that's creating the order of your life. It's like you're going through a reassessment and you're really trying to find where you fit in the picture after everything's been presented. So there's a little bit of mix. It feels like very mixed communication around you. So it's like you can't get a clear picture of, well, what do you want from me kind of thing. I feel that you need to take a step back and just ask yourself, what do I want for myself? You need to bring it home. You need to say, okay, what do I want? What do I need? How do I want to connect to what's happening around here? What role do I want it to play? And what do I expect from them instead of what do they expect from me? Because at the moment, it's like you're putting too much emphasis on what's expected of you and not recognizes what you need from you, yourself. So you need to be number one for some reason. You need to be number one and let others be number two. I don't know if you're planning to sell a few things, but I see it clearing out and cluttering and getting rid of stuff that no longer valid to you. So it's like you're tidying up a lot of loose ends right now. So the next 3 months are going to be quite hectic for you, Tim.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Yes. Well, current work situation is just crazy, and they're planning changes but not stating. So I'm just trying to meditate and ask my guys to help lead me along to something else, something a little bit more suited to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to meditate consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And get to bed at a good time, trying to hope I can get some messages or dreams. And it hasn't been happening yet, but I feel like spirit is always with me or around me, trying to aid me. I just feel like I just have to make the connection.
Okay, I think you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds funny, you know, but I think you're trying too hard. And one thing about a spirituality, the awakening of the spirituality, we don't have to try. We just got to allow it. We've got to accept it. And to wake up our spiritual deepest connection, we've got to connect with our being. Now I know what I mean, that you need to step back and connect to yourself, because that is very important. If you don't know how you feel, how you are connected to you, how are you going to know the difference when it's a spirit or when it's yourself? So you've got to get to know yourself. You've got to get to know yourself. So when you meditate, try meditating for a while. And when you breathe in, it's nice and deep with your, as you breathe in through your nose, I want you to feel the breath going into your body and right through your body. So sort of visualize it. Visualize it that you breathe in and the breath goes up to the top of your head and it goes all down your back and it spreads wide all around your back and all the way down to your feet and over your feet and comes out the front and then it comes out of your mouth. So breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth and visualize, try and visualize and feel your breath journeying through your whole body and allow yourself to feel your body, to feel your being, to connect to your truest form. And feel that and learn to feel that and connect with that and feel the inner love within you. And once you're completely relaxed and you know how you feel, you know how you connect, then ask your spirit guide to come closer. In the name of light and love and all the good things, may God surround me and protect me, or whatever you believe in, okay? Ask for your spirit guide.
Yes.
Ask for protection. We all believe in different things. So whatever you spiritually believe, whatever you feel your strength is, then call them to actually come stand guard with you and protect you and really cleanse you and actually be with you. And then you will notice a different feeling. But don't try to have, just allow it to happen. But the only way you're going to be able to know the difference between spirit and yourself, you've got to really know how you feel as a human being yourself. Now, myself, when I was young, my granddad always used to make me have a shower before meditation and wash my body with salt and wash away all negativity, all residue, anything that I might have picked up for whatever reason. And I used to, you know, do a little ditty, you know, wash the negativity away, peace and harmony in me. And I used to make up these little songs myself, all right, while I was washing and rubbing salt through my body to rub anything that I might have picked up. And then I would have the shower over me to wash all the salt away. And then, of course, when I meditate, I wear white clothes and I would put my white clothes and I will sit there and I will light my candle. And I welcome me into the space. And then I welcome my big brother Jesus. And I allow God to enter my space. And I ask for Ganesh. And I ask for Sowatu. And I ask for Shiva. And I ask for a lot of other gods and angels and and spiritual energies that I love. I ask for Kuan Yin, for the Mother Mary, for I ask for a lot of people, and I welcome them all if they wish to spend the time with me. But first of all, when I was little, I used to just breathe and get to know the feeling of my being, to completely connect with me completely. You have got a beautiful energy, Tim, and I really feel that once you get the understanding, the acceptance of your completeness, you are going to do this so easily that you're going to say to me, God, what was I making it work when it just should flow? You know, but first of all, you need to connect to Tim, you need to connect to you, you need to connect to your core. And once you know the feeling of your core, you will know the difference of any other energy that comes to you as such. Always have water near you as well. Make sure you always drink water when you're meditating, because believe it or not, meditating does dehydrate you. So make sure you always have a bit of water to sip on, especially if you meditate for 5 or 6 hours like I do. Make sure you have a bit of water there to sip on every now and then. And somewhere that you can see, there's nothing, so you don't have to open your eyes to find it. You know that's there. You have a sip and you just breathe and you connect. Does that help any?
Yes, it does. It does. It gives me some tremendous energy to try. I'm going to listen to the playback and get to work. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. I hope I get to talk to you again and you can keep me up to date on how you're going.
You can. Thank you so very much.
Many blessings.
Thank you very much, Jim. Okay. Right. So we're going to go to that first break of the evening then, ladies and gents, as we come round to the first half hour of our show. So just take Selva's microphone off for just a moment and we'll see what we got for you. And remember what we said, all you be 40 this evening, in tribute to Ryan there. So I hope you like what we've chosen for you.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we've done, oh, was wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Many months have passed us by. I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie. I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is the thing to do. It's gonna hurt me. I can't lie. Gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you mean another guy. Understand me, or won't you try. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
goodbye.
Well, I think that one was recorded in 2013, and probably one of the last pieces of music where the original band was all together before they split up into two separate bands now. So there you hear that one. Okay, but still calling both bands UB40s, and it's kind of strange it's how that come about, but maybe that will resolve itself one day. I don't know. Okay, right then, so on with the show, and let's see where we're going. We bring Selva back online, and we're with line three now. And that's Wendy.
Hello, Selva.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Wendy from California.
Oh, hi, Wendy from California. You've got a beautiful voice, a beautiful essence. And your hands feel very active. So I do feel that you're going to find yourself using your hands a lot. And there's a lot of creating that you need to do. It's like you've been putting something off for some time, and it's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to say, today's the day that I need to get things made for you. I mean, it's in the afternoon for you, so maybe tomorrow the day. But I definitely do feel that it's time for you to really start creating some sort of strategy, some sort of chart for you to say, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, because it's like you've been holding off on something. And at the moment, your time is tied up, and it's delaying some special connection, and because you've got too many things blocking it. So it's like you need to tidy up loose ends. You've got to look, okay, this is not finished, I'll take care of that. This is not finished, I'll take care of that. And disconnect from people you're feeling obligated to as well. So there's a lot of little changes you're going to find yourself having to personally do to be able to open that door of opportunity for you that has been held back through unfinished things. Does that help any?
So what did you say, that my hands are healthy?
Your hands are wanting to be active. Your hands wanting to move. Your hands wanting to do things. Your hands are amazing. You've got this beautiful healing vibration in them that's incredible.
Yes. Thank you. I have not done my artwork in a long time, and I need a desk to do that.
Yes.
So I hope I'm not blocked in any way.
Well, something is blocking you, then it's preventing you from finding the solution to the situation. And it's like you've got so much to do, you've got so much, there's so much inside of you, Wendy. It's like you're like a little panda box full of surprises.
Well, Selva, I need a desk. I've been wanting to buy a desk so I can do my artwork. My sister and I are going to be moving maybe around April or May of next year, hopefully, if we find an affordable place.
I think it'll be more like May.
Hopefully, what?
It'll be more like about the end of May.
Okay, and that's good. But I hope that we're thrilled with the new place and that we're not just moving to move. I hope it's something we'll be happy about.
Yes, they'll be moving to establish a new life. They'll be moving to letting bygones be bygones, because it's like the last 7 years has certainly been a bit of a trying time, and it's time to let go. And I don't see you taking everything that you have already. I do feel you're going to update a few things, and I do feel that there's a lot you're going to either sell or give away. So the packing will be minimized to what you truly, truly want to take with you.
Okay, well, and hopefully we will be sharing, we will be moving together, signing a lease together.
Yes. Yes, I do. Good. I do see that. Yeah.
All right. Selva, my beloved brother David passed tragically in March 2nd of 2015, and I am ready now to buy a nice monument. And the monument will be shared by me when my time comes. I've talked to several people. Out of the blue, a man named Brian told me that he had an angel monument, and he sent me a picture. And I fell in love, and he said he had had this monument for a few years. If I buy this angel monument, will I be glad that I bought it for the rest of my days, or would I hope that I had waited to find something else?
No, because you have connected to this angel monument. You have connected something when you saw it. And there's something about the eyes on this monument. It's like it reminds you maybe of your brother. You know, maybe the way the eyes are situated, very similar to the way your brother's eyes were, you know. But it's something that's reminding you, connecting. But what I would do to enhance the energy of that monument, I will try and get, just print a picture of your brother just on some normal paper. And on that back of that picture, just write down your brother's full name, date of birth, and the day he transformed into an angel. And put that at the base of the monument.
Oh, put what at the base?
That picture. Bring that, just a picture, just on a piece of paper, just on a normal piece of paper, and write down your brother's full name and date of birth, and the day that he passed as well, the day that he transformed into an angel. And even though it was a horrific accident and it was not expected, your brother was very ready. Your brother was very ready.
Yes. Well, I hope and pray, Selva, that I've been a good daughter and sister and aunt.
Oh, you have. You have. You have been. You've done the best that you could with the connections that you've been allowed to have. So, Wendy, there's so much about you that you're yet to know. You know, there's a beautiful, compassionate side to you that you need to use on yourself.
Oh, so I'm more compassionate and patient with other people, and I need to be more that way for myself?
Yes, you do.
I agree. And Brian is going to ask the cemetery to make sure everything is okay with them regarding placing the monument. I've not heard from him today, but I think what attracts me to the monument, in all honesty, Selva, is the angel has huge wings, and one of the wings is kind of like reaching around like an arm where the names go, and I find it very comforting.
Oh, wow. Well, next time you see that monument, I want you to look at the eyes.
Well, actually, she's closing her eyes.
Yeah, but there's something about where the eyes are, the way they are placed on the face. There's something about that. They keep on telling me, you need to look into their eyes. You need to look into the face because there's something there.
Okay, I will.
You're going to be very happy about this, extremely happy.
Oh, about this particular monument that I'm buying for Brian? Yes. So it's the right one?
Yes, you are. You're going to be extremely happy about it.
Oh, that's good. Because I need to be at peace. And
yes.
I I was going to buy a beautiful desk right now, but there's really nowhere to put it. And that's what's holding me up from doing my artwork. I could get a lap desk, kind of like a beanbag underneath with the desk on top. And I might do that, and maybe I could get started on my artwork prior to the move.
Mm. Yes, it wouldn't hurt for you to do that, because you tend to release a lot when you do what you love doing. It's like a healing process for you. It's not just art. It's a tool of healing for you.
Okay. You're right. It is, Selva. And is the place called... there's a place I've been wanting to move. It's called the Reserve Apartments, but they've gone up in price since the pandemic. Will my sister Leslie and I move there in May, or will it be a different place?
Wherever it is that you're moving to is not right on the ocean, but it's close to the ocean.
Well, that would be nice, but we live in Sacramento, so, and that would be even more expensive.
No, that's what I'm getting.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully it'll be a step up wherever we move, and it'll be something that we can afford.
You wouldn't be moving there if you can't afford it. It'd definitely be something you can afford. Don't worry about a thing.
Okay. And it'll be, atmosphere is very important to me. I like a nice,
okay.
Okay,
we're going to have to leave it there, because I did ring the bell more than once there, so we're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, there, Wendy has to have hearing aid, so our little bell doesn't work as well as it should. Okay, right, let's see where we are then. Line 4. Jessica.
Hey, Selma.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Jessica, do you write poetry or songs by any chance?
I do,
yeah, I do. Yeah, because it's something very special, and it's like something you're going to write, something very, very special. And I don't know whether you're going to enter into a competition with it or something, but I see you celebrating being recognized by it. It's written work that you're being recognized by, and I think there's something very special about what the future has for you. And it's like I don't think you're aware of the importance of your capabilities.
I've been feeling it a lot. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it is so important for you. This year, it's an amazing year for you. It's a year of realization. It's a year of acknowledgement. It's a year of you recreating yourself in some way. And there's something very special. I can sense this joy inside. Something's going to make you so happy. That it's just incredible.
Well,
but don't have yourself full.
I am going through a lot of ups and downs lately, health-wise. Since we spoke last time, a lot of stuff kind of came to the surface I've been working on, and I think it's really like also like a lot letting go of the past came up again. I don't know, maybe you could just speak to some stuff about it, because it's one thing if it's emotional thing, but the health stuff, I'm okay one minute, the next minute I'm like praying like crazy,
That's a good thing. the only thing that you're not doing quite right is that you're trying to work out why am I crying. Don't do that.
What did you say? I'm trying to work out why am I what?
Crying. Why am I crying? Why do I feel that? Don't do that. Don't do that. Just instead of that, just take a step back and allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to let go and say, okay, I'm ready to receive my new energy. As I let go of all this sadness that I don't need to relieve, I don't need to understand what it is, and just let it go. Don't try to work out, why am I crying? Why do I feel this way? No, 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 no. You don't need to understand why. All you got to know is that you are letting go. You are finally letting go of things you've been bottling up the age of 16, my dear.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's going to make me cry again. Yeah, I know.
You have had such a roller coaster life that is incredible. And it has affected you on so many levels, and it has affected so many relationships and connections with you. That is incredible. And now your inner self is saying, we're going to let go of all this rubbish. We're going to let it go because we don't need to carry it anymore. So instead of trying to say, okay, why am I crying? Why do I feel nervous? I'm grateful that I'm letting go and I'm letting it go. And just take a deep breath, say, I am. When you say, to take the breath in, say, I am. And when you breathe out, say, letting go.
Letting go, yeah.
Letting go. And just do that. And make sure you have a glass of water after you do that for a little while. And you will see that the tears will become a smile. After a while, you will see your tears will become a smile. You know, and if anybody says, what's wrong? Just say, nothing's wrong. This is tears of relief, tears of letting go, tears of renewness, of reconnecting myself, of just letting go of all my burden. And some burden wasn't even yours to carry, you know, so it's like you're carrying other people's pain. So it's like it's time to let go, and that's what you're going through. It also shows that you've put so much energy into others as well, that you do take on board other people's things. So you're going to have to learn when you go and spend time with people, just go to the toilet before you go and see anybody or whatever, before you leave the house. Just allow me to go and enjoy the day, but do not allow me to collect anything that is not mine. May a shield be created around me and in me so I'm protected and safe. Because you really didn't pick up other people's stuff.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to be around anybody at all, or even talk to really anybody on the nothing. I don't like. This is a very rare phone call that I'm making because I don't want to be bothered with anybody these days. So as far as like I'll wake up in the middle of the night, like my body's doing some things that will bring up anxiety for me. I'll have like heart palpitations, like it's kind of doing some clearing stuff. Yep. I'm going to go get a blood test tomorrow, but I've been like afraid to even go do that. I mean, I've been fixing stuff with my diet, but how do I settle whatever goes on in the middle of the night? Because that's makes me even more upset.
Well, before you go to bed, have a warm cup of milk, a cup of milk or a warm cup of water, and do like a little prayer of protection, and ask for you to sleep well and rest well, and for you not to be disturbed with things that are no longer valid in your life, for you to be able to release whatever you make to release in your sleep. May you be able to have a restful time and be able to see what you need to see, and let go what's no longer needed. Just do a little prayer with that intention, and then you will see you will sleep a lot better. And that I think you're just going to bed with an active mind, and you're going 10 miles to the gallon while you're asleep. So you're just wearing yourself out.
Okay, so you don't see it as being anything like, because I'm kind of like thinking about my organs, you know, like my heart or my liver.
No, no, it's not your physical being. It's all your emotional being. And I think it's time to just allow it all to let go, you know, and ask spirit to come in and heal you, whatever, emotionally or physically, whatever it may be, and to take the fears away. The thing is that when we have fears and things like that, we can manifest it. We can bring things into our being and create an illness within ourselves.
I know. That's what's been concerning me, because I had a lot of sadness, and then I was starting to feel off kilter, and then I was having these heart palpitations, and then it was like, it was all, you know, it's... One minute I feel fine. I'm like, oh, whatever, I'm fine. I'm out of that energy. And then the next minute I'm like, again, it's the praying to God, like, please heal me.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
Yeah, okay. It's just like you need to create that balance. You need to understand that you're okay. You know, it's just things, fears, and that from the past that you haven't let go. You're going through a huge clearing right now. And, you know, come December, it's like things will be a lot better, you know. So it's just a momentary thing now that you need to connect with you and let go.
Okay. Because, like, I want to start looking for a new place to move, and that takes a lot of energy, but I don't necessarily have the energy for that.
I don't think you're ready to move right now, just the same. I feel that you need to, it's like you're going to do all your healing in that where you are, right? And then when you move, you're moving to a space already healed within yourself. So I feel just a little while away before you're ready to move. But I do feel when the time is right, everything will fall in place for you.
Oh, interesting. Because my lease is up at the end of September. I didn't want to renew it because I'm not happy here. I thought that was draining my energy.
Well, things will fall in place for you. They will fall in place, all right?
That's what I pray about. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. That was very comforting. I was afraid to call. Like the pattern of everything else these days. Thank you.
You called, Wendy. Many blessings.
Thank you. Many blessings to you, too. Thank you, Ken. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. Now then, would you believe that we've come up to the top of the hour already? Okay. So we're going to have another piece of music before we carry on. And we said we'd have one round about every half an hour. It gives Selva a break as well. You know, and we all need a break, because 2 hours is a long time, believe me, ladies and gents. There's a young lady hopefully joining me on Thursday evening. And we've invited this young lady to sit in with Tina while he's away. Vin is away until September. He's doing something for his country. He's kind of fighting for it in a strange way. But let's just say he hasn't got a gun in his hand. But, okay. So I'll say no more about that. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. bars. Who wants to know? Rewind this rhythm track to the start. Because right about now we have a rebel version. Singing with a different style and pattern. Better known as an herbal version. Squad it!
Well, there you go, the extended version, all 6 minutes and 53 seconds of it there, and you heard the sax solo. So wasn't Brian an excellent sax player there, you know? Yeah. So, good. I'm glad that we found that particular version out there this evening. We were going to put just a straight version in, but when I chose it, I didn't know it was that version, and that's the extended version there with the sax solo. So there you go. It was meant to be there, wasn't it? Of course it was. Yeah, right, okay. I do believe that everything happens for a reason, you know. There you are. Right then. Right, where are we? We're going to line 5 now. Now we're halfway through. 10 people in our core queue this evening. Or there has been consecutively. Two of them have called off already because they've had their readings. The people that are still in the core queue, some have, some haven't. We know the ones that have. And the ones that haven't should be ashamed of yourselves. But just bear in mind, please, that the support button is now operative, as it is on every show. And please do consider your support. Thank you. Right then. Keisha.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely to hear your voice. You feel very indecisive. It's like you got a big decision to make, and it's like you're considering how it will change and how it will reflect on you. I'm going to tell you just to go with your gut feeling and not consider how it's going to change or reflect on you. Just acknowledge whether you truly want to be part of it or not. It seems to be like an opportunity of becoming part of a situation. It will open doors for you, and it will help you find your own ability and your own creative side as well. So it's an opportunity that will be able to create a rhythm of life for you. It will give you a completeness and a complete understanding of who you really are meant to be. So it's almost like you've been living someone else's life, and now an opportunity will be presented for you to connect to your completeness.
Yeah.
Does that help any? Do you have any questions?
No, you're absolutely right. I opportunity has come up, and so I'm gonna take this opportunity, but it's really I'm gonna use it to kind of, like you said, develop who I am.
Yeah.
And see what I really want, and you know, to see what I really want to be when I grow up, type of thing. So, you're totally right. But I was kind of wondering, do you see me moving?
Yes, but not right now. I do see you moving, but not right now. It's like you've got to finish this chapter in your life where you are. And you'll be starting a new chapter somewhere new.
Oh. So does that, like, means I have to fix the house up? Do you see me doing any renovations to the house?
Pardon?
Renovations, like fixing the house up.
Yeah, I think you will. I think you're willing. You're going to be comfortable with that as well, you know? And I think there's just so much there that's waiting for you to take that step forward. There really is, you know, and I think it's so good that you finally are ready to make these changes. But I don't know why you're procrastinating. Because the time is perfect for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we've got to have faith.
Okay, well, I guess that's...
We've got to have faith in ourselves.
Of course, of course. Yeah. Okay. I guess you answered everything.
Oh, well, many blessings. I'm glad you called. And I hope it helped.
Oh, you did. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Keisha. That was short and sweet, that one, wasn't it? Okay. So long as people are happy, it means we can fit more people in, doesn't it? Really, I suppose. Okay, let's see where we're going then. Debbie.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much. I would like to know what you see coming up for me.
Okay, what was your name?
Debbie.
Debbie. Are you a Deborah Debbie, or you're a Debbie Debbie?
I was getting ready to say that. I am Yeah, the long way, Deborah. Yeah.
Yeah, because Deborah's a very powerful name, believe it or not. And you know, it's like
in trouble.
not really. It's only because you're looking at it that way. But it's certainly not a trouble name. It's certainly a name of a strength and a name of distinction as well. I feel that you've been second-guessing yourself, and that creates delays for you instead of going with your gut feeling. And you need to really go with your gut feeling. You need to say, yep, I know what I'm doing. Yes, I trust myself and I believe in myself and I'm ready to move on forward. But I don't know, you tend to second guess yourself. It's like you're all gung-ho and you go, yeah, this is going to be good and I know what I'm doing, it's going to be fine. And then next thing, oh, do I really want to do this? What am I thinking of? I don't know why you put me through that. I really feel that's such a waste of energy. You know, you've just got so much potential and so much capability, and people tend to think that you're okay, you're really coping with everything, but you're not. But not because you shouldn't, it's because you don't believe in you enough, because you're looking for the approval on the external instead of the internal. As long as you are happy with what you want to do, that is all that matters. No one else matters but you.
I have a critical mom, a very critical mother. I moved in with me, so it's kind of tough right now.
God bless your mother, all right? But there are times, and my daughter told me this, said, Mark, you got to learn that I am a woman and I am a person of my own conviction. And I need to make my own mistakes. I just need you to love me and need you to be there for me, but allow me to make my own mistakes. And if I make a mistake, I will learn from it. But you've got to allow me to grow. Mothers, it doesn't matter whether you're 3 years old or you're 40 years old, like my daughter. We forget as mothers. We forget. Because to us, you will always be a little girl. But it's up to our daughters to remind us that they're not babies anymore. You know, my daughter said to me, Mom, I need you just to be my friend, not my mom. You will always be my mom, and I love you for that, but just be my friend. Be my support. Be my strength. Be my encouragement. It is okay.
Yeah.
And mothers need to learn that. You know, God bless your mom. But maybe you may need to have that talk with her, go out somewhere and say, look, you know, I really need you just to be my, but not my savior.
Okay.
Because they do it out of love, you know. She's only doing it out of love because she loves you, because she wants you to do well, because she wants you to be happy. She wants the best that there is for you, but she's not you.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
You need to do it the way Deborah needs to do it.
Mm-hmm. She's very critical. She's not very loving. She's very critical.
Only because you're allowed to be. And no offense to you. You know, we give our power away, you know, and I'm so grateful that I've always had a relationship with my children that I've encouraged them. And I said to them, don't ever assume that I'm right all the time because I'm your mother, because that's not true. You know, put me on my place when I need to be in my place. Because you need to be you.
Yes.
You know, and I know that sounds terrible, but, you know, it's like you need to do that.
Yes, definitely. Job, because of the environment, and they were going to go to a different place and open up at a different place. And I was just wondering if you see that coming through for work or something
it's
better.
It's quite a distant, the shift. But I don't know whether you want to work there anymore.
That's kind of true. I just haven't found anything.
You got to look at it that you didn't lose your job. You were giving a breathing time to rethink.
Yeah.
Yes, you will be asked back. When they settle, you will. But I don't know, Debbie, if you belong there. I do feel that you should be exploring new opportunities while you got this time.
Okay.
In a way, I do not see you unemployed. I do feel that employment will come your way within a period of 4 weeks. All right?
Okay.
But I do feel that they will ask you back, but I don't know if you belong there. I don't think you do.
I know I need to explore. I like the healing arts, you know, healing and reading about healing, and people say I have a healing presence, but it's really scary to step out in that to me because, you know, I'm on my own and I'm taking care of my
own. It's scary for everybody to step out, you know, but you need to do it for yourself. And what you want to do, you don't step out, do it safely. So allow yourself to find another job, right? And then on your free exploring your spiritual side and developing your spiritual side. All right? And then you'll see that you'll be ready to let go because you'll have understanding. Even in healing and working on the spiritual side, I mean, I've been doing this since I was 4 years old, right?
Wow.
And you're trying to step into it. I tried to get rid of it when I was about 21. You know?
Sometimes I do too.
Yeah, because I didn't know any better. But I couldn't because this is who I am. But you need to do it for you. You need to do it because the only way we are successful, and not in the sense of financial level, because if anybody chooses a spiritual career to make money, they're being funny because there's no money in the spiritualism.
Unless
you're a Catholic church or something, you know.
That's why it's scary.
Yeah, but believe me, our Lord will always provide.
Yeah.
We'll always provide. If we're working from the heart, not working from the head, and if we're working with integrity and respect, and for the right reasons, we will always be provided for.
Okay.
You know, I put all my children through schooling, and when I was 25, I was going to give it up altogether. I said to my husband, I remember, I just got to get a normal job. This is pathetic. And what happened? My husband had a major accident. They ended up a cripple.
I'm sorry.
And then people started coming and asking me for healings and readings, and I work on donation.
Uh-huh.
And it was just incredible. And I remember saying to the Lord, I said, Lord, you want me to do this for a living? I accept that. I'll surrender, but I don't know what to charge. So whatever the donation that I get the most next month, that'll be my fee. And you wouldn't believe it. For a whole month, everybody gave me exactly the same donation. So I said, okay, I'll charge $50. This was in 1985, where $60 was a lot of money. You know, and I had 4 children under 5.
Wow.
You know, but my faith took over. If you have faith and work with integrity and respect, the Lord will look after you. Trust. Believe
me.
Look me up on Facebook. I would like to get to know you better.
Okay. I sure will.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Now,
thank you.
We'll play any more music for a while. because we want to get through the rest of our calls. We've got 40 minutes, and we will play the other tunes into the archive player if necessary. So let's see where we are. Okay. Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Kathleen,
I'm here from... go ahead.
Sorry, what you were saying?
Oh, I'd like to hear from my mom's side of the family, mom or grandma or uncle.
I'm not that kind of medium that I call on spirits.
Okay.
I'm a life translator, and I tell you what I need to tell you. And
great.
Sometimes the spirits that do come through, but I'm from Uruguay in South America, and we believe that even on the spirit world, a spirit needs to rest sometimes. And if they got something to tell you, they will connect with you and call you, but they are not to be called. They are to be allowed to rest when they need to rest. But if they do want to communicate, I will never stop them. So what I will ask spirit out there, if your mom's around or anybody that you need to connect to is around, I welcome them into the space, and they're welcome
Great.
To communicate if they wish. But I'm not a medium that really calls the spirit. We're also always open for spirit to come in, only if they want to come in and if they've got something important to share with you. Okay? But what they do, what they are telling me, Kathleen, is that there's a bit of sorting out that you need to do in your house. It's like something you need to go through. There's some unfinished tidying up of loose ends that for some reason you haven't been able to get through it. And in the next 2 to 3 months, you're going to find yourself revaluing and reassessing where you want to be in your own space. And you're going to find yourself making the decisions of who do you want in your own space as well. So there's going to be a lot of sorting out of people's connections and also of items that you're going to let go and move on forward. Funny enough that there is a spirit here that obviously used to like push bike riding, but was not able to ride a bike due to health reasons in later life. And it's actually saying you've got to get on your horse again. You know, if you fall off, you've got to get on your horse again. You cannot let obstacles of false expectations of other people keep holding you back. So I hope that helps you in some way. But it's been very stern about this message, is that you are allowing someone to hold you back. And you don't like upsetting people. You don't like letting people down, but it is holding you back. So don't let other people's expectations limit what you truly want to do.
Okay.
I hope that helps you somehow. I don't know if it means anything to you, but he was pretty stern. It was a male. Could you relate to that in any way?
Yeah, definitely. I'm getting things out of storage that I haven't seen for 6 or 7 years, and I am going through things like boxes, a whole, you know, a lot of things to go through, and what to keep and what to throw away. So I am doing that right now.
You're an amazing person, and it's like you haven't had a time to digest a lot of things. So this year it's a big year for you. It's a year of personal appreciation, and I think that's going to be important for you. I hope that helps you somehow. Many blessings.
Oh, that was it?
No, that's all I got, unless you got a question and see if we can find an answer, but that's all they're telling me.
I'm looking for a ring. I'm looking for, in one of these things I'm going through, hopefully finding of my mother's ring.
Are you one of three?
Yes.
I would talk to one of your siblings about the ring.
When I moved, I had it, and when I moved, I put it away, and now it is in
three
of
rings.
The storage things.
Your mom had three rings, didn't she?
Oh, she had 100 rings. She had a bunch.
You know, but now she has three main rings.
So I had it. I was wearing it, and it was mine. And then when I moved, I put it away somewhere. And now I'm going through those things that I packed up.
Well, I don't see it as missing. I don't see it as missing at all. So, you will find it. There's no problems there at all.
Okay.
But it's not just the one ring they're showing me. They're showing me three rings.
I don't know what that means.
And they're all as important as one another.
We don't, my sister and I, we don't argue about that. I mean, we like different things, and we divided things without any ill will. So, but this one, I put in a tub somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I see you having a discussion with a sibling about a ring, you know, but I do see the energy of three rings together. And it's like they were all very important, they're very significant. And there's also like a blue pendant, like a blue pendant, a necklace with a blue stone that was very important as well. So it's quite a few pieces of jewelry. They were very dear to your mum. And but they are with the right person that they're supposed to be with. So there's no issue there at all.
No, there's not.
It will manifest itself to you. It will appear. You will find it. Uh-huh. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because I put it away the last time I moved, and now I'm getting all of those things out for storage.
Well, it's not lost. It's not lost.
Right.
It's just not ready to be found yet. But you will.
Got it.
You will have a discussion about jewelry with your siblings.
Yeah, so it's all been divided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right then.
Do you see, I have a trip that was canceled last year because of COVID is happening this year in November. But I'm also looking for work, so I'm just a little nervous about finding a job and say, oh, by the way, I need to take a vacation right away.
I feel that once we find a job that we're passionate about, and it brings us joy and direction, our vocation becomes secondary. So I do feel you're going to be able to encounter both, but I do feel that the vacation might be a little bit delayed.
Yeah, it can't.
I don't see you minding it. I see you okay with it. All right?
Yeah, it's done and paid for. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Many blessings.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, Catherine. Ah, right. I don't know, you know, it's a kind of strange one, that, isn't it? Because, I think if you've got a vacation booked already when you start a job, then they should really respect that, you know. But do you start the job? Do you have the vacation first and then start the job? You know, it's one of those catch-22 type of things, isn't it? Okay. Right then. Let's see where we are. Oh, we're on line 8 now already. And we have Regina.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. What was your name?
Regina.
What a beautiful name.
Thank
very
you,
royal.
I think so.
It's a very royal name.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yeah, and you are a bit of a queen. You know, you've got this beautiful royal vibration about you. And it's like you don't know how to be sometimes, because the way you look at life is so different to the way everybody else looks at life. And it's like sometimes people are just not listening to what you're saying. There's a lot of little changes in your life, Regina, that are going to help you find the answer to what you truly want to do with yourself. And it's going to be very beautiful, you know, because it's like you've got all this knowledge inside of you that you've been not being ready to disclose. And the next 2 years are very important to you, because the next 2 years, it's like you're going to become an open book, so people will finally have an understanding of what you're trying to get across.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'm wondering is, I'm thinking about applying for a promotion, but I'm really not sure if I want it.
I don't think you do. If you've got to question it, you don't want it. You know, you're a person that once you make up your mind about something and you want to do it, you just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're questioning things, the way you're questioning, because it's not necessarily that it's not for you, but I think it's a little bit prematurely. You know, I think give yourself 12 months. You're going through a huge transition right now. There's so many things that are changing within you, the way you look at life, the way you feel about life, the way you feel about people, the way you feel about everything that connects with you. It's like you're going through a rebalancing right now, and that's why you probably are in 2 months about it, because it's not that it's wrong for you, it's just that the timing is not right for you.
Well, my mother just passed away in June, and she was very important to me, so
yes.
I'm trying to heal from that. I wanted to know, did she send the hummingbird to me?
I couldn't get that. You broke up.
Did she send me the hummingbird?
All right. I do feel that things are exactly as they should be for now. It's not exactly as you really wish them to be for now.
That's true, yeah.
You just gotta wait until they translate themselves. There's just so much happening behind the scenes in here that it can be a little bit frustrating, because you can feel it, you can sense it.
Yep.
That it's like you can't put it into words. So I'm just going to tell you to trust and have faith, because in divine timing, everything will be just exactly as it should be. Now, regarding your mum, Regina, there's a photo that she's been looking for. It needs to be found.
Wow. Okay. okay. I'll look.
If that ask her about it, she'll clarify it for you. Okay.
Okay.
It seems to be very important, and it's like she's been looking for it in the quiet. But it's important for her to find it. It's just, I don't know, it's just like the missing piece of the puzzle.
I think she knew she was leaving. I knew she was leaving, but I didn't want to tell her. But I think she knew she was leaving, but I'm not sure. I'm just devastated right now behind it. So, yeah, I just don't know how to feel right now.
Well, don't overthink it.
Okay.
Don't overthink it. Just allow it to be, because it will translate. It's like you have really, you don't have control over it, and you just gotta allow it to be, because it will fall importantly to the way that it needs to be. You know, and it's like your mom's gotta be emotionally and mentally and physically ready for the changes that are gonna be presented. Really have faith. Because it's all about allowing things to connect to the truest form.
Okay. I got it. I understand completely, and I thank you so much.
Many blessings.
Now, if you could just tell us where we can donate to. I have no clue. I'd like to write it down and donate something.
You will know at the right time. Just have faith.
No, I'm talking about donating to you, to your program.
Oh, to me? Oh, look, I mean, I think Ken's got PayPal thing that he does on the radio there. But, Regina, I would like to sort of get to know you a little bit better. Look me up on Facebook if you can. And there's something about you that I would like to connect with. In 10 minutes is not enough.
No, well, I read as well. I just don't let people know.
There you go. Exactly.
Okay, well, I'll look you up on Facebook. And I thank you so much.
Many blessings.
Same to you. Bye bye.
Regina.
Bye bye.
Right. So the support button on the page there, where it says support PayPal, that is actually a clickable link. So if you see that on the show page, that is actually a clickable link there. So Regina's actually gone now. maybe next time. Okay, we have a late corner. We might not be able to fit you in. I don't really know it because we've got only 20 minutes to go. But let's see where we are. Akil.
Hello.
Hello, Akil.
Ashil, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Ashil, I don't know if you do a lot of riding and a lot of driving, but it's like I see you driving, not riding and driving at the same time. Okay, let's get that clear. But I do see you do a lot of driving, and I do see you getting into a place that is going to inspire you. It's like you haven't been inspired in years, creative writing things inside you that has been locked away under padlock. And it's like when you were younger, I'm sure you used to write like little poetry or little stories and little things, but you've never thought much of it. And it's like there's so much in there that's waiting to come out. Like it's like you've been in an emotional prison inside. You haven't been able to let yourself free, to let yourself go. And I do feel that something's going to happen in a journey in very much in the near future that is going to free you up, and it's going to awaken a dormant side of you that has been dying to get out. There's this beautiful, sensitive, creative, expressive, loving side of you that you haven't been able to express. And I do feel that something big is just about to unfold with you.
That was actually part of my question. I was going to ask you what's coming up into my career and my love life. And my career, in terms of what you're saying, I'm self-employed. I have an online business. But I always felt like there's something else inside of me that's going to take me to the next level, but I didn't know what it was. I just feel it. So I don't know exactly what it is. So it's funny that you say the same. There's something I'm trying to figure out. I know I have some kind of gift that it's going to take me, to the next level. But, I'm still, just trying to, follow my intuition. But it hasn't come clear yet,
Well, I do feel that things are going to start moving for you. But what I do get is like you've been asleep for a long time and now you're waking up. And when you're waking up, you're actually seeing everything that is around you and you're seeing everything for what it truly is. And it's giving you the inner strength to actually make the changes appropriate as well. But I also see people taking you more seriously. I see you becoming more expressive. And I do see you backing up what you say as well. So it's like I see you saying something and then following it up with an action that people have a complete understanding of where you're at and where you're prepared to be at. So it's like, yes, you are going to compromise some areas, but you're only going to compromise where you want to compromise, not because you feel obligated to. But there's something big, something really big is brewing around you. And I do feel that you're going to be so glad that you have lived your life to the fullest. And you've got so much more time to enjoy your life, but in a rewarding path of true essence of yourself.
Wow. And do you see that happening this year? Because I do feel it, but I don't know what it is. I just feel it.
It's definitely 2021.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad I called.
It is time.
Why did it take so long? To be honest with you, for the last past 7-8 years, I've turned into more spiritual person, which I wasn't before. So that's been my transition from the last 8 years or so, just transitioning to spirituality, being more spiritual. So I don't know what that was, part of a journey or whatever it was. I'm just following my intuition.
What it is that in the last 4 years especially, you finally accepted you. You were the missing link to your own path, And that's as simple as that. You finally said yes to you. You know what a huge thing that is? That really excites me when I meet someone that finally are saying yes to themselves, because it's really translating them into a true sense of being. Nothing will hold you back now, unless you allow it to hold you back. But the beautiful thing about it is that a lot of things are going to make sense to you, and you're going to go, wow, why didn't I see it before? You didn't see it before because you weren't ready, because the external world still needed you in other areas. But now it's like it's time for you to awaken and to accept and to evolve, because it is time. It is time. It's time for you. It is time for you to open the door. And so I'm going to live my life the way that I need it to live, and I'm going to be accepted. But most of all, be accepted by me, So you're going to be accepted by yourself, and that is the key, is that you truly, finally are looking in the mirror.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Living my truth, that's exactly what I'm saying to myself.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that's so right. Wow, I appreciate that. Do you, in the second part, do you see me meeting anybody in terms of my love life? Because that's also been a big issue, because I didn't want to...
Definitely. And the beautiful thing about it is not just a love life, it's a connection. It's a true essence of, because you're so ready to be you, the next person you're going to form a relationship with, they are going to be so lucky, they're going to get the best of you. Yes, but that will not happen until February.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Many blessings. I hope I get to talk to you again, you know, and look me up on Facebook or something if you like, but I would like to follow up with you one day. You just got, I'm just so excited for you. I can't stop smiling because you can't see me because it's not real, but I can't stop smiling. I feel this joy inside that something wonderful is going
to
happen.
Too, because I've been feeling it. You just confirmed it today. So, you know, you're on the same page. So, you know what I mean? So, I feel the same
way. Home for you? Where's home for you?
Thank you.
Where is home for you? Where do you live?
Where's home? In New York City.
Where?
New York.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Do you speak another language?
Yeah, I speak French too.
What do you speak?
French.
French. Oh, comment allez-vous? That's all I know.
Oh, je vais bien, merci.
I know trivia and I know merci and I know a couple of naughty words. But that's about it. My very first boyfriend was French and he made sure that I knew how to swear and say, how are you? But that's about it. So, and that was many years ago. That was over 50 years ago. But I'm glad we've connected and I hope that we do get the pleasure of connecting again.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and I will keep you posted. That's what I need to hear anyway, because I was just feeling it. I wasn't sure when it's coming. You know, I just felt that this feeling. I didn't know. So you confirm me for this. I really appreciate it.
Beautiful. Many blessings.
Same to you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Au revoir.
Thank you for calling there. Okay, right then. We've got Tanika still in the call queue, and we have a late caller, Brittany. We're going to do it. We're going to do it, because we're going to do it. Okay, Tanika.
Hello.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
Why are you procrastinating? Why are you taking so long to make up your mind about a decision that you know that is what you wanted all your life? You know?
Well, I really want to just move and start new. I just need to find a job that I can support myself on my own to do this. So I've been interviewing, and I'm hoping I get one that I interviewed for Friday. It's a good one. Start the next chapter in my life because I really want to change.
Yes, it is time. It is time for you to change because you deserve to be happy. You deserve to celebrate life. It is time for you to open the doors of hope, you know, because you've got a lot to look forward to. And there's just so much waiting there. There's just so much waiting there for you to connect to. And so many things in the learning side of it. So whatever the job is that you're going to do, you're going to be learning new skills. You're going to be learning new things and you're going to find yourself reconnecting to the hunger of learning and the hunger of being part of something greater than the expectations that are around you. Because it's like there's just too many limitations around you at the moment. And it's like it's preventing you from you moving forward for some reason. So I do feel that it's very important for you to allow yourself to sit back and sort of assess what you want to do and sort of make a list and then meditate on it, if you like. Sit down and write a list and meditate on it and ask for guidance. And ask for the acceptance of your truest being and that you're ready to be open. You're ready to be open and to actually take that step forward because it is time. It is time, but I think that you are holding it back a little bit. So maybe you can sit down and write a letter of everything you don't want in your life and meditate on it and surrender them to spirit. right? And do that for about 5-10 minutes, and then write a letter of everything that you do want, but as if you already got it. Write it in a present form, like, now that I have, and then meditate on it and visualize and feel that you're there already. And then when you finish, burn that other letter, the one that, of the things you don't want, burn it and surrender to spirit and let this be gone forever as it's no longer needed in my life. And you will see, you will start changing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do. I feel like I'm trying. I go on interviews all the time. I'm trying to find a way out of my situation. And it takes money. Like, I have to find a better paying job. That's why I went to an interview on Friday, and I'm going to one Tuesday, and I'm really trying because I want to have children. I want to get married. I want to be on my own, like, move away from here. This place and the town offers really nothing to me anymore. So I'm really trying, but nothing has started. Nothing has happened yet.
Yeah, I think something is holding you back. And you need to, I would say, try that letter if you can. Just try the letter exercise and you'd be surprised, you know. But so do it some at a time that you know you're not going to be disturbed in any way. And you will be surprised how everything just shifts. And because, you know, it's time for you to be happy. It is your time. You know,
there's no reason
why you shouldn't be.
I agree.
Many blessings. I hope it helps.
Do you see anything with the job I do on Friday?
Yeah. Like I said to you, there is opportunities out there. But for some reason, it's like you're holding it back somehow. You don't intend to, but you are. And that's why I said try the letter exercise, because that will help you remove and let go of blockages that are there.
Okay.
Many blessings.
Thank you.
Yay, thank you, Sydney. Jeff. Right, we've got a whooshing sound on that. I don't know what that is. Okay. Right then, we're on our last one, Brittany.
Yay! Hi.
Hello, you beautiful soul.
Hi.
I had to say that. It's like they said, tell her she's a beautiful soul. She needs to know she's a beautiful soul. She needs to accept that you're a beautiful soul. For some reason, you're not accepting who you are. God only knows why, because there's a lot of you to accept, you know, but it's like you need to remind yourself that there's a lot of special things about you, and it's like you're here on this earth for a purpose. And
that's exactly why I am calling today. So thank you for even bringing that out, because I am working a regular, like, I'm making money, but it's like this pressure and it's like this irritation where I have to just break free. Mm-hmm. But I need to know where is the right direction. I've been looking, I've been praying, and I just got to do something, because I don't think I could do this a minute longer.
Well, you are an incredible person, and things will fall in place for you a lot more rapid than what you imagine fairly soon. There's, it's like you're in a theater and you're on the stage, but there's a lot of people behind the stage setting things up for you. You know,
okay.
And you have to trust that when the time is right, the director will step forward and say, okay, we're ready for you. Are you ready?
Okay. You know, but do you know what is it doing? Like, Because I know you got to make money to support yourself, but I don't know if I can continue. Like, do you know what's next? So I can know what to...
I truly understand. Things happen in the most unexpected ways. It's like you've got to trust. And sometimes we get told about something, but it's like we feel it's too good to be true, so we brush it off. You know, remember, sometimes things might look too good to be true, but they are true. And at the moment, you are starting to attract what you need in your life to prepare you to create the security that you need. So I feel that some form of opportunity will come your way where you will find that you will connect with some sort of money developing project somehow that's going to be presented to you, and you're going to be part of it. And for you, it's going to feel very natural, and you're going to be very much at peace with it all. And you're going to find yourself being able to, you just start doing it. You just find yourself, you just start doing it. It's not that you really plan. It just happens. It just falls in place for you.
Do I have to go back to school?
No, not if you're going back to school. If you're not going back to school, it's just something that's just falling in place for you. And you are able to really connect with it. It's like you're, I don't know, I'm not getting a clear picture exactly what it is, but it's an opportunity that is presented due to a connection with people. It's like it's something you're doing, you're invited to join some sort of group, and opportunities are created accordingly. You just got to really believe that in divine timing.
Is it like I'm a speaker?
It's people. You're connecting with people. And people are connecting with you. And you are accepting where you are. And you're seeing where you are.
It's going to be a lot of communication.
It's going to be a lot of communication. It's going to be a lot of opportunities. And there's going to be a lot of unexpected manifestation being presented around you. It's like you're suddenly, people are going to be telling you what you've been thinking. And so, wow, is that now? Go, yes, it's now. But it's like you've got to be ready. You've got to be ready to move when the opportunity presents itself. And you won't miss it. You will not miss the opportunity.
Do you know how long I'm going to be at this position where I'm at right now? Because it's just really, I don't know about it.
Well, at the moment, this position is not a bad position for you because it's helping you reevaluate and appreciate yourself on a much deeper level. But I think you will be there for another 6 weeks.
Okay. And then do you know what's after that?
You were going into a new environment. I do see because of the project of what's been, you know, the opportunity has been presented to you, you're going to be going into a new environment. So you're leaving that position due to a sense of opportunity that is being presented.
Okay. And do you know as far as purpose, are you able to see that?
What was that?
My purpose?
Your project is sort of structured in three different ways. And I do feel that it will fall into place as you connect to the right people that are willing to take you seriously.
Okay.
But you've got to back yourself up. You've got to really back yourself up.
Is this in music? Is this in motivational speaking?
It's a lot of motivation, a lot of delivering, but there's a lot of background preparation.
Okay. All right, because I feel like I'm losing it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Have faith.
I'm good at manifesting, but I'm trying to figure out what is it that really drives me, because when you have responsibilities and you have to, like, make income, you kind of can't, like, you only have a limited amount of time to focus,
yes,
like, to figure it out.
Yes, I understand that. And,
yeah,
you know, things will work out for you.
Okay.
In a bigger level than what you even imagined.
That's it for this one then, ladies and gents.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
many
you
blessings.
All right. Okay, so that wraps it up for this show, ladies and gents. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Selva cannot be with us next week, but maybe with us the week after. And she's going to let me know about that as the week goes by. But we look forward to Selva meeting us back in 2 weeks' time now. So hopefully everything will go well, Selva. And I wish you all the very best with that, yeah?
Yes, thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to coming back on the 7th.
Thank you, Selva. Right, so we'll play out with what we normally come in with, and then we'll carry on with a little bit of UB40 for you into the archive player. Two songs that we lined up a little earlier, and we're going to play those for you.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Fox, what do you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them walls all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. How about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. think to myself, what a wonderful
memories remain. Crying in the rain, blue eyes crying.